Listening Library presents Denton Little's Still Not Dead. This is the author, Lance Rubin. It's funny that we have no memory of the day we're born. It's a hugely important moment, the beginning of your life. And yet, you have to rely on photographs and anecdotes to know what even happened. I mean, in a way, entering the world is kind of like a night of spectacular drunkenness. Okay, well, being blackout drunk is more likely to result in later discovering that, to use a completely random example, you hooked up with your best friend's older sister, as opposed to learning that you came out of the womb with a conehead or something. But still, in both situations, you're only hearing the story from others, so how can you really know what the truth is? To use another completely random example, if you'd been told your entire life that your mother died soon after giving birth to you, how would you begin to refute that? Why would you even think to try? The answer is, you wouldn't. You'd take it at face value, occasionally feel bad for yourself, and get on with your life. But later on, if that life took an extreme detour, a detour that seemed highly connected to things that went down at your birth, you might just begin to question everything. I wish someone had taken more pictures. 1. Am I dead? I ask. I'm supposed to be dead. My mother smiles. No. This would be reassuring, except for the fact that she's supposed to be dead too. I'm alive.